This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. Oh, beautiful sunny day. Looking forward to it. All right. Now, a new study claims that you are how you eat. So if you're a fussy eater, it means you may be fussy in bed. If you like exploring the menu in the restaurant, you might be like that as well in the bedroom. The big question is it true for you though? You are how you eat. Did you know that your sexual nature is related to how strict you are with your food? Sometimes you feel you want to have sex, but your body says no. This could be because you're on diet. If you're always hungry or craving food, chances are your sex appetite as well is as unpredictable. This is not me. This is a new study that claims that how you are as a foodie also explains how you are, or describes, or at least reveals how you are in bed. This interesting study came out just a couple of weeks back, and it looked at dating patterns. And it pricked the professor's interest when somebody says, "Hey, you know, while you're dating someone," meaning you're still, you know, exploring each other, finding if you really want to invest emotionally, you go out a lot, right? And there's a pattern that you immediately create while you're doing that. And it starts with how you order your food while we're out, or order your drink while we're out. So most people in the study says they find it very boring and worrying that somebody can be fussy and just stick to what they know. And what if this translates to the bedroom? So it's not even what happens in the bedroom, is the impression you create before getting into the bedroom that says to your partner, "Hey, I wonder." So already the guts are up before you even get in there. Based on what? Based on your behavior while you drink and eat. From ukuhlafuna kwakho, from how you order your food, everything. Just your food etiquette just translates to what happens in the bedroom. So your willingness, and this is what the study found, your willingness to try new foods is sexually desirable. How fussy you are with your food, that's how you are in bed. Therefore, you sex how you eat. Let me ask you then. And this is something, chances are this, you've never paid attention to this. That's why it pricked my interest as well. What type of eater are you? Does that necessarily translate to how you behave in the bedroom? For instance, if you're on diet, could it be that because your mind is set on body goals and being healthy, in bed you'll also be body conscious? And do not want to indulge or explore certain positions because, hey, it may not be flattering based on what you think body image is. If, another example, if we gimba, chances are, based on this study, you are gluttonous in bed too. We are gimba in bed in food. That's what the new study claims. Is this true for you? Hashtag you sex how you eat.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on the 3 types of foodies, okay? Under the hashtag you sex how you eat. Are you a neophobe, meaning you are neophobic with food? Do you suffer from the fear of trying new food? You only stick to what's familiar? Well then, yes, you are neophobic. This is seen as undesirable trait, especially during dinner dates. It says to your prospective person you are rigid. 2, are you the picky/fussy eater? You like food, but you are fussy about how it was plated or prepared. Therefore, you are a picky, fussy eater. Regardless of how hungry you are, if your food was not prepared correctly, you will not eat. Do you get where I'm going with this? Therefore, in the boudoir, in the AKA horizontal tango, the food must be prepared well for you to indulge. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on the different types of foodies under the hashtag You Sex How You Eat, the Explorer. Oh yeah. You open the menu, you read a few items, and what grabs your attention is what you order. Then you are an explorative eater. You explore. Chances are you are like that too in bed. This is a good sign because you can keep things interesting in bed. But you also come with a red flag. Explorers are also commitment phobes. They get bored easily, so they are in bed. Now, Bafana says, under You Sex How You Eat, he says, when you are at your in-laws, make sure go to udla slow. Don't reveal, because you're revealing too much to your in-laws in terms of what's happening about your eating habits.
Aibo, have they read that article, Aibo?
Maybe after today they would know.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
I don't like Wednesdays, actually. I really don't.
You live for them.
No, you set me up so that you guys can judge me. And then, no, no,
that's
no, no.
That's actually true. You fell right into it. Melanie said,
stop it. Stop it. I'm a serious person in society, auntie. Tarbuing.
Yeah, arguing.
Yeah. So I eat a lot of junk food.
Okay.
Juliet can attest to that.
Yeah, but, I can attest to it too.
Yeah, but I'm very loyal to the restaurant as well.
Yeah.
So the restaurant would be the man.
Okay.
Maraki wa taka taka no man. Magube busy man. Yawa magube. Magube junk.
Yes.
Magube.
Yeah.
Messy man. Gube.
Gube na sauce.
Sauce.
I'm leaving.
Actually, I'm going. I'm done.
Yo.
I'm done.
Oh, gosh. JJ, you are how you eat.
I eat very fast. I never understand people that eat really slow. I don't know. I just don't enjoy my food when it's very slow.
Now I'm the slow eater. Kore I prepare everything. Kija slow, nice and slow. Kore dijo. Ziehle kahle. Mara problem is, hake explore. I stick to one menu. So that's just me.
What type of eater are you? Are you a foodie? Let's start there.
Well, the scale says yes.
Oh, you love your food.
I like eating, but I'm also a creature of habit. So if I like something, yeah, I will go with that thing and I won't change.
What makes you change? What makes you try something new?
If the thing that I want is not there.
Only
when I'm forced to, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, creature of habit.
Creature of habit.
But I was going to say, if we were to work backwards, if I were to eat according to what my sex life is right now, I should be fasting. And I'll leave it at that.
What type of eater are you? Are you a gimba? Gimba meaning you're gluttonous?
Yes.
Are you a nibbler? Are you a slow eater?
I'm trying to think.
And that's the beauty about today.
That, yeah.
These are the things we take for granted, and you get a scientist, a professor that who says, wait, there's a connection.
Yeah. I think I'm between the person who savors the flavors.
Yes.
And a gimba. Because I eat faster than most of my siblings.
Okay.
My siblings eat very slowly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if I eat fast or normal or they just eat really slow. But I do not. I'm a
gimba
of sorts.
But you do savor.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That explains it.
Okay, what are you extrapolating from this?
Hey?
What are you extrapolating from this?
No. I'm saying that explains it in that. And this is what was going to lead to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you therefore say this could be your character in the bedroom?
No.
Is
well, on the saver bit, not the gimba bit. I like to savor.
Yeah. So yes. The savory
yes.
part is
yes.
you.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
Let's just, there's no rush.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything
so
has
So you and your siblings there agree. You agree there. Good. Take your time.
Yes. Taste everything.
Right? That's why slow eat up.
Yes.
Ha ha.
Wait, I'm trying to think. Is my mother listening? Oh, she listens from 12. Never mind. Aha, carry on. Let's talk more. I'm stressed. I just realized.
But that's the thing about it. Now we are heading for lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
People will be looking at other people and how they eat.
Oh!
You get what I'm saying?
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
I'm in Anya Kim, but strong. Strong. Anya. And then you know my name as long as I'm not in Anya. I'm a figure camera in Anya.
What kind of a food is in front of my eyes? And I get a halete hakanankana. Yeah, because sometimes on a low town, I get a lot too much. Bobo kim. Sometimes you talk to the area over to relax. You don't tell them you can't live in pain. You want to
yeah.
So it depends. I'll try.
On Alamut?
On Alamsad, you got
it. You know how work I have the options.
What?
How work I have the options.
No. I don't work I have the
ah, bro, lucky. What are you
talking about? I just want to say that because you're going to know how much I feel like I'm going to say. Come on, so I'm going to catch you today. I'm going to say, so it's all right.
Ah, it depends on the sort of life.
Maloba, I'm going to work on something related to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You were saying, I'm going to say, how about you?
Everything, je mean, like, just something, you want. So, hey, no, man, like, check is CCP, I study, say, prati.
So, Vuyo, what does it mean for you if you like exploring? Does it mean, therefore, when you can't stick to one partner? Because that could also mean that. Hey, Sam, hi.
Hi, Prof. T. Sam, got here, Mom.
Hey, Tara.
Hi. Topic here today, Gawana Wana Wana Shaila, what's the Korea speaking again?
Okay.
Na steak have I prepare la son the first day. Nege prepare la kena mokele ne linge na liliwe what safe. Was start moma site.
Okay.
And make sure see the juicy. How bona hole dry nyana. Ke ke di sauce and then uska sija raf. Sije slowly handle. Kawane lebo matswa lebo ratswa lebo shebile ke. Ube that kind of eater e jang hantle e ketli.
Yeah.
Little clear me uba chaketeng kwa konkantla kwa.
Yeah.
Ba se wa gore ha o ka sebele noise ya ka 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 o tsaka re lebo wa phanga. No. Hantle fela brati.
Wiketli man.
Wiketli.
Marano mo o just take fela.
Stay keep hello hopule I get to tsandzo ke nele dingana and all that it's one of the topics that day mara slowly go ska hlafone ba re one lo tlhafuza ke nele utlwa re ei ile me go tsa re ba tlhafuza batho ba na hana lo tlhafuza go utlwana utlwe ke tshaba se ka ofela re wa tlhafuza motho ai no
bye bye
never tease my stroke ya horata bra
thanks for man.
Yeah, well, now Malumeti, I'm a slow eater, and now and again I like to nibble. So I think in Trey Wang, it does apply.
Whoa.
bed. I eat slow on the table and on the in the bedroom. So yeah, that's how I like to enjoy my meal. The ingredients go fail. What's the rush for? Hey, why rush?
For me, I think that it depends. It depends on the mood that I'm in. Sometimes I'm a very picky eater. I pick and choose my food. Sometimes I just want my chips, and I call them dirty chips. They have to have my sauces and everything else, man. The dirtier the better, you know. It depends. It depends on the mood that I'm in for me to say, you could see what kind of a person I am. When I'm eating, most cases I prefer the dirtier chips. The dirtier the better.
You're listening to the best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.